I think one other domestic policy consequence of the First World War needs to be addressed, its impact on the Liberal Party. The precise role of the war in the party's decline has been long debated, and there's not time to discuss that today. However, it is important to note that the Liberal Party had been a powerhouse of social reform prior to the war, and by 1918, it was not the force it had once been. Although the Prime Minister remained until 1922 a Liberal, Lloyd George, he led a Conservative-dominated coalition. He was only in power on the basis of Conservative votes. Consequently, the social liberal, often then called new liberal, strand of thought within British politics could have little impact on public policy post-war. If one takes the view that it was the war which led to the decline of the Liberal Party, then it was also the war which damaged a force for reform, and that can be offered as an explanation of why hopes for reform were dashed. And even if one does not see the war as crucial in liberal decline, then one still needs to consider the decline of the Liberal Party as one explanation for interwar social reform being limited, as another explanation of there being so little change after the war. One way or another, the progressive cause was divided between Liberal and Labour, and that allowed the Conservatives to dominate government for two decades.